what is LinkedIn and why is it so popular?
Well, LinkedIn is simply the most powerful social networking site that there is. There are others that appeal to a younger audience, that appeal to people who want to share music and videos, more personal information, art, and those types of things. But LinkedIn tends to appeal to a professional set of executives and small business leaders, and it really helps them to get to know each other, to share information with each other, and to simply connect with one another. And that's why we call it LinkedIn.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business and how you actually got started using LinkedIn.
What's funny, I'm also a financial advisor, and many years ago, I started getting requests to connect from lots of friends and clients and associates. It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and I always turned them down because I didn't know what this LinkedIn thing was all about, and I hadn't kept up with the business news in terms of what it was and what social networking was. And I decided one day I would ask a friend of mine who I sat on a board for a Lighthouse Strategic Group, and I asked a friend of mine to explain to me what this was. He was a marketing genius. He had been working with Circle.com, and he was just a great person. So I said, you know, Norman, why don't you tell me what this LinkedIn thing is all about? And he said, you know what, I don't have time to tell you, but just trust me, Marvin, it's a great thing. It's going to be the way of the future. You got to get involved. So I finally got my first connection with my friend Norman Rich from Lighthouse Strategic Group, and I started tinkering around with it, and it became difficult to figure out because, you know, it's counterintuitive. You know, although I'm a financial advisor, I deal with a lot of analytical information. The social networking scene was quite new to me. It was quite new to everybody at that time. So there was a lot of resources to pull from. So finally one guy named Joe Bartling asked me to connect to him, and I realized when I looked at Joe's profile, he had over 10,000 connections. So I asked Joe, I said, hey, Joe, you know, I will connect to you, but I need you to do me a favor before I do that. I need you to sit down with me and explain to you what this LinkedIn thing is all about. He said, Marvin, I'll do you one better. Joe had written a small manual about how to use LinkedIn, and he sent it to me. And then we sat down over breakfast at the local Silver Diner, and he kind of broke down to me, you know, what this was all about and how I could use it to help my practice and then my investment and financial planning practice and how I can help the practice grow. And I just took to it like a duck to water because I'm a natural networker. Of course, I'm an ambassador for Business Networking International, and I've been networking here in the Washington metropolitan area for about 8 years since I left New York City. And it really, really took off to me, but I was able to apply the networking wisdom that I've gained from groups like BNI and Dr. Ivan Meisner to LinkedIn. And so I use that same information of, you know, creating stronger and better networks, and I use that to improve my LinkedIn profile. And I set myself a goal right up front to be the number one financial advisor on LinkedIn within a six-month period of time. And I did that. The power in LinkedIn is measured in two ways. One, it's measured by the quality of your endorsements and how many endorsements you have, as well as how many connections that you have. Obviously, the broader and the more diverse connections you have in any networking situation, the stronger your networks are. So you can, when you go back in to actualize those networks, have them do something for you, you want to make sure that you have strong, powerful networks of people that you know, like, and trust.